And now, part two of On the Town with Mark Stein.
Hey, baby, where you going?
I really can't stay.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But, baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been so happy that you dropped in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
but
worry.
But beautiful, what's your
my
hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well,
hurry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pause.
The neighbors might
but
think.
But baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in
no
this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I seem to be
your eyes
in
are like starlit sin.
Crazy spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks
I
swell.
I ought to say no, no,
you
no,
mind
sir.
If I move in closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
And baby, make my conscience your guide.
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
but it's cold outside.
Frank and Lynn Lesser performing their famous party piece.
Baby, come back.
Yeah, come back for part two of our centenary celebration of the songs of Frank Lesser. As much as I enjoy warbling along with Jessica, I'd much rather sit back and let her take a crack at a song single-handed. So I asked her to pick out a favourite Frank Lesser song. And what do you come up with, Jessica?
Well, Mark, without hesitation, I suggested I Wish I Didn't Love You So.
Which
and
is,
the song.
Which I Wish I Didn't Love You So. This is a lovely movie ballad from the 1940s, and it's not really that well known, is it?
No, it's a beautiful ballad, and it was sung by a lady who wasn't known for singing ballads. She was known for sort of singing very loud and knocking over microphones, Betty Hutton. Yeah. And she sang it in a film called The Perils of Pauline, about a silent movie star.
And Betty Hutton sang a lot of Frank Lesser songs, but as you said, they were all these kind of terribly loud novelty. Now, she did that one, I think it was Hamlet. He bumped off his brother and he Mickey Finned his mother, drove his gal to suicide, stabbed her big brother. That
a forerunner of rap. Wasn't
that's
it?
Right.
Hep Cat, Jive Talk.
And Murder, he says.
Yeah.
And Papa Don't Preach to Me. They were all kind of loud songs, loud novelty songs. And so out of nowhere comes this exquisite ballad.
Yes, which she sang beautifully and very sincerely. But I just thought, I've always wanted to sing that song. And it suddenly occurred to me that Frank Lesser wrote it. So, fate.
Okay, here's Jessica. And there's like a touch of the, in this arrangement, there's a touch of like a 1940s glitter ball over the dance floor in this arrangement. And we're going to do a little kind of picture painting for you, because the clarinets of Howard McGill and Chris Caldwell are going to like set the mood for you. Here's Jessica, I Wish I Didn't Love You So.
Some new tender friend. didn't love you so. I might be smiling by now, smiling by now. Smiling by now with some new tender friend, smiling by now with my heart.
Just beautiful, Jessica, one for the nightclub act. You know, to the end of his life, Frank Lesser worried that folks liked him for the funny stuff and not the heartfelt ballads, but they don't get much better than I Wish I Didn't Love You So. Back when he was starting out in the movie business, everyone from actors to songwriters were contracted to individual studios. In 1941, Lesser was at one of the best, Paramount. But he was told that the studio had had a request for his services from a far less illustrious operation, Republic Pictures. A Republic executive and their all-purpose music man had specifically asked if they could borrow Lesser for a movie. He didn't want to go, but Paramount told him he had to. In return, Republic were loaning Paramount one of their actors, a fellow named John Wayne. When Lesser got to Republic, he bawled out the executive, a guy called Cy Fuhr, and the composer who'd asked for him. Why, he'd never been so insulted. He was outraged. Republic Pictures. The composer in question would go on to become one of the most successful songwriters of the post-war era. He wrote a ton of pop hits for Sinatra, an enduring Christmas standard, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, and some of the biggest Broadway hits of all time, Gentlemen Prefer Blondes, Gypsy, Funny Girl. But back in 1941, Julie Stein was a jack-of-all-trades at Republic Pictures, writing songs for Gene Autry, writing songs for Gene Autry's horse, washing Gene Autry's horse, but dreaming big dreams of Broadway. Here's what he had to say when I interviewed him many years ago.
How could your buck get into the theater? Mm. So I went out to California. I was a vocal coach first.
Yes. You were on
20th Century Fox.
Yes, and then you worked on a lot of westerns, I think.
Yeah, well, after 20th Century Fox, Daryl Zanuck told me that I should become a song. He felt that I had the talent to be a good songwriter, so he got me a job at Republic Pictures, which I wrote pictures, songs for Gene Autry. But I was learning all the time. You see, I hadn't thrown my real talents. I was just getting to be. And then finally I wrote with Frank Lesser, I wrote my first big song, I Don't Want to Walk Without You, Baby, and then from then on, never stopped.
All our friends keep knocking at the door, they've asked me out 100 times or more, but all I say is leave me in the gloom and here I stay within my lonely. I don't want to walk with without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day you left me behind, I'd take a stroll and get you right off my mind. But now I find that I don't want to walk without the sunshine. Why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no sirree.
I think, I mean, according to legend at any rate, I don't want to walk without you. You got a lesson in business cunning from Frank Lesser as well.
Yes. I did a little musical at Republic, and I asked for Frank Lesser to be borrowed from Paramount. He was working at Paramount, to come to Republic, and of course he hated me for it because he felt I was being demeaned, and I think I was demeaning him. I betrayed him. How dare I take him away? Anyhow, he sat down and he said, "Well, play me something." I played da 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 da. He said, "Shh, never play that here again. We'll go to Paramount and write it there."
Frank Lesser was that kind of schemer. He knew there was no point wasting a good song on one of Republic Pictures' forgettable westerns, so after he and Julie Stein sloughed off a quickie score for Sis Hopkins, Lesser arranged for Stein to be loaned to Paramount, where da 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 became a song and a big hit.
I don't want to walk without that sunshine. Now why'd you have to turn off all that sunshine? Oh, baby, please come back, or you break my heart for me. 'Cause I don't want to walk without you, no.
But Frank was an ingenious businessman, beside being a wonderful, gifted way. He had a way of saying things lyrically as fresh as Sondheim has a way of writing lyrics too.
Do you look back? I don't want to walk without you. I think that was that in Sweater Girl, was it?
Sweater Girl, yes.
And Betty Rhodes, sang.
Right.
Which was such a big hit during
the
war.
In writing my war songs with Frank Lesser, we wrote the war songs. Why not? After every war, there were a great amount of war songs. Great hits were written over there, and all those songs were written after war songs. I don't want to walk without you, baby. So I had before the war, during the war, and after the war, we had a great group of hit songs.
See that man with a hoe making fields of taters grow. Well, that poor old hired hand put potatoes all over the land, and that ain't hay. That's the USA. See that man with the drill round the wells, they call him Bill. Well, that rough and ready guy gets the gas for those planes in the sky, and that ain't hay. That's the USA.
That Ain't Hay, It's the USA, one of the songs Julie Stein and Frank Lesser wrote for the Republic Pictures presentation, Sis Hopkins. By the way, Irving Berlin told Frank Lesser at the time that he thought I Don't Want to Walk Without You was the greatest song ever written.
As Julie Stein was saying, it was a good war for songwriters, but especially for Frank Lesser. He wrote a ton of war songs. What Do You Do in the Infantry, First Class Private Mary Brown, Wacky for Khaki. A lot of war songs, and not just for his own country. His song, The One Pip Wonder, was taken up by the Canadian Armoured Corps. If you write a lot of songs with a lot of different composing partners, you start to think about the relationship between words and notes. Here's a nothing little song Frank Lesser wrote with Jimmy McHugh for a nothing little movie, but which actually makes a rather profound point about how music and words interact. If ever I'm talking about songwriting, I often bring this one up. And here's Frank Lesser having a grand old time singing it.
Up on the island from which we come, we have the national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest beside the coconut and the sarong is that we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song.
We put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Very true, very true. By 1947, Frank Lesser had written almost a decade's worth of movie lyrics and pop hits. He had become his own composer. What he'd yet to do was write a smash Broadway show. That opportunity was about to come his way, thanks to a brand new producing team, Cy Feuer and Ernie Martin. As it happened, Cy Feuer was the guy at Republic Pictures who'd been responsible for bringing Frank Lesser over to do that Sis Hopkins movie with Julie Stein, whereupon Lesser yelled and screamed at Feuer about what an outrage it was. Yet they became fast friends. And if Lesser, Feuer and Martin were all Broadway newcomers, their co-author and director was a theatrical legend. George Abbott, the man who brought us most of the great Rodgers and Hart shows, Pal Joey, Babes in Arms, The Boys from Syracuse. Mr. Abbott was also known as the apprentice's sorcerer because of his ability to take raw, inexperienced talent and turn them into Broadway successes. He staged the first Broadway show by Leonard Bernstein, Betty Comden and Adolph Green, On the Town. The first by Julie Stein, and as it turned out, the first Broadway show by Frank Lesser, too. Here's me on TV, back in the 90s, recreating a famous moment from that production. We filmed this more or less as live, so I'm walking down the street, in through the stage door of the St. James's Theatre, and onto the stage. And if you're wondering about the croaky old voice singing the title phrase, that belongs to George Abbott himself. And at the time he sang that line, he was 106 years old. 106 years old, but he still enjoyed singing Frank Lesser songs from a hit show of his from half a century earlier.
And over here's the St. James. Let me see, what did happen here? Oh, yeah, I caught you, sir, stealing a look at her as she went strolling by. 1948, Where's Charlie? Not such a great title, or anyway, that's what Mr. Abbott says. But otherwise, everything else went swell. Adapted from that old warhorse, Charlie's Aunt, an Abbott production written by him and an up-and-coming Hollywood songsmith called Frank Lesser, with a great star, Ray Bolger, and a peach of a take-home tune.
Once in love with Amy.
Always in love with Amy. Ever and ever fascinated by her, sets your heart afire to stay. But you know, sometimes you can have too big a hit. When Ray Bolger sang that song, he got something like 16 encores. And eventually, just to get the story back on the rails, he hit on a brilliant idea. Bolger said, you know, I love this song so much, I want everybody to sing it with me. Once You're Kissed by Amy.
Once You're Kissed.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Tear up your list, it's Amy.
Fire with bonbons, poetry and flowers. Well, all theatre exists in the present tense, and the greatest moment in Broadway history is no more than that, a moment which we can never know. Ray Bolger's gone, Frank Lesser's gone, those audiences have long departed.
But happily, still with us is the original producer of Where's Charlie, Cy Feuer.
Once in love with Amy, always in love with Amy. Ever and ever sweetly you'll romance her. Trouble is the answer will be that Amy'd rather stay in love with me.
Well, you and Ernie Martin went on to do shows like Guys and Dolls and Can Can and films like Cabaret and Chorus Line, but I guess it all began with Mr. Abbott and Where's Charlie back in 48.
It was our entrance, so to speak, to Broadway. Ernie and I had no credits, and Frank was not exactly well known. And we went to George Abbott and presented him with this idea, and he saw the value of it right away, and also liked the idea of Bolger, and decided to sign on.
And how about rehearsals? Was it just the usual ructions that attend a Broadway musical?
We couldn't tell at the time because we'd never done a Broadway show. And in hindsight, I guess it was pretty cheeky of us to take him on, considering that he was the most famous director of musical theater, as well as one of the great musical theater figures, and we had no experience at all. And we had our battles. And let me say this. He won, and we had a hit.
That's the late Cy Feuer and me on TV in the 90s, and the title phrase in that song, Once in Love with Amy, was sung by George Abbott. He was 106 years old then, and I do believe that's the last time he ever sang in public. Mr. Abbott, in all his various productions, introduced a lot of great songs, Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered, New York, New York, Falling in Love with Love is Falling for Make-Believe, but Once in Love with Amy was a particular favourite of his, and deservedly so. Cy Feuer and Frank Lesser had a big hit with Where's Charlie, but their next show 2 years later was an even bigger hit. 1950, Guys and Dolls. This is one of the greatest scores in the history of the musical theatre. Not just the title song, not just I Got the Horse Right Here, not just Sit Down, You're Rocking the Boat, Luck Be a Lady, I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck, on and on and on. But we've called in Monique Foteux, who was on our Christmas show and whom I just love to hear sing. And Monique, you've done tons of shows in French. You ever worked on Guys and Dolls?
Never.
Qu'est-ce que c'est Guys and Dolls en français?
Oh, guys, les gars, les filles, but...
gars, les filles.
There's okay. Probably a more, how do you say... A picturesque way of
saying it. Yeah.
Of saying guys and dolls.
Guys and dolls. But it's not an homme et une femme. That's dubba-dubba-da-dubba-dubba-da, isn't it? Something
yes.
Else entirely. When you picked out one of the loveliest ballads in this score, and I love the tempo marking Frank Lesser put on his sheet music for it. It said helplessly, which is just because it's someone helplessly in love. And you... You sang the tune to Stéphane, your pianist, and he thought of something. He thought it was something else entirely at first, didn't he?
Of course, he started humming a beautiful melody in the film Cinéma Paradiso.
That's right, which is from 20 years ago or so.
88, I read up, yeah.
And by Ennio Morricone,
the
spaghetti western fella, and written. Several decades after Frank Lesser, but it is kind of similar. And you and he have kind of worked a touch of Cinema Paradiso into your arrangement of.
Yes, of course, Stéphane did. And I think it works well.
Yeah, so this is kind of Guys and Dolls meets Cinema Paradiso.
Yes, I think the subject is subject of love here. You remember in Cinema Paradiso in the very end where they're viewing only kisses, scenes right. that were deleted from the original films, right? Because of a censure. How would you say censure?
Yeah, the censor. Yeah, right. Film. Yeah.
And at the end, this is what they see: all the clips that they had taken out, but they're viewed one after the other.
Stefan's interpolated a few Ennio Morricone kisses into the Frank Lesser score.
And actually, he liked the word haze in the song.
Yeah.
Which he kind of
Which is the
developed.
Loveliest word in the lyrics. So please forgive this helpless haze I'm in. Which
yes.
is which is please forgive this helpless haze Monique is in. Guys and Dolls meets Cinema Paradiso. Thank you, Monique. I've never been in love before from Guys and Dolls. And a terrific score, Guys and Dolls. The amazing thing is that Frank Lesser, half a decade later, followed that with another Broadway hit for which he wrote book, music and lyrics. It's the triple threat. It's really a Broadway opera, The Most Happy Fella. But the old pop songwriter in Frank Lesser still ensured that there was one big hit parade number in that show. And if you were anywhere in the mid-50s, you'll know this song because practically every male vocal quartet did it at one time or another. The Four Lads, the Four This, the Four That. Unfortunately, our budget couldn't run to Four Lads, so we've got two women instead. It's some pay equity thing. I don't know. Take it up with the musicians' union. I don't know how that worked out. But this is a rare feminized version of a song you normally associate with male quartets. And ladies, I always love to hear Monique and Dorothy singing together. Do you need me to do anything in this song?
Oh no, you just need to walk up and down.
You mean like this?
Mark, Could you just try to walk in the right key?
Oh.
Standing on the corner, watching all the guys go by. Standing on the corner, watching all the guys go by. Sister, you don't know a nicer occupation. Matter of fact, neither do I. Then standing on the corner, watching all the guys, watching all the guys, watching all the guys go by. I'm the cat that got the cream. Haven't got a guy, but I can dream. Haven't got a guy, but I can wish. So I take me down to Main Street, and that's where I select my imaginary dish. Standing on the corner, watching all the guys go by. Standing on the corner, giving all the guys the eye. Sister, if you've got a rich imagination, give it a whirl, give it a try. Try standing on the corner, watching all the guys, watching all the guys, watching all the guys go by. Sister, you can't go to jail for what you're thinking, or for that woo look in your eye. You're only standing on the corner, watching all the guys, watching all the guys, watching all the guys go by.
Oh my. The girls sound all tuckered out. Dorothy and Monique standing on the corner watching all the guys go by, from Frank Lesser's Broadway hit of 1956, The Most Happy Fella. Lesser hit Broadway running, three big hits in a row, Where's Charlie, Guys and Dolls, The Most Happy Fella. The 60s started well for him with another smash show, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And then Frank Lesser, who'd succeeded in just about every business he ever tried, ran into trouble. He started shows, gave them his best, and they never quite made it to opening night on Broadway. Every theatre writer finds himself in that situation sooner or later, and Lesser's luck had held longer than most. But he was up against another problem. He loved cigarettes. His wife wanted him to cut down, but he was artful. Once, during an out-of-town tryout, the Lessers were in some hotel suite. Some plaster from the ceiling came crashing down on the piano and knocked out the carton of cigarettes he'd hidden in there. The man who wrote, "Here We Are Out of Cigarettes," was never out of cigarettes and never out of songs. But he was out of time.
I turned my neck and the crick was there. Oh,
oh. I heard a groan on the cellar stairs.
Oh, my.
Dreamed of a pleasure and woke in pain.
Oh, how can the weather be other than rain?
Perhaps we'd best ponder tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
'Twill be a day borrowed from heaven. Twill have a sky wondrous blue. Twill be a day.
He died very young because of cancer, and
so he was a chain smoker. Mm-hmm. He never could give it up. But up until the very end, we were very brotherly. Really felt very brotherly toward each other. We really were very fond of each other.
He'd be walking away. Whistling, whistling, whistling.
Frank Lesser died on July 26, 1969. He was 59, and he left Burton Lane and a lot of other old friends wondering about the shows and songs that never got written. Who knows? Composer, lyricist, librettist, producer, publisher, talent spotter, carpenter, cartoonist, Frank Lesser and all his boundless energy didn't seem entirely suited for the stately decline of old age. He always said he wrote for the moment, but a lot of his songs are 60, 70 years old and we're still singing them. His brother Arthur, the classical Lesser, praised Frank's understanding of what he called, quote, the power and pleasure that comes from well-chosen words. Guys and Dolls is full of them. Call it hell, call it heaven, it's a probable 12 to 7. Take back your mink to from whence it came. The people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat. It's not really slang, it's a kind of heightened slang. And set to Lesser's music, it's a work of great art in the American vernacular that, notwithstanding the antipathy of his classical dad, will last as long as anything in American music. To go back to Standing on the Corner for a moment, Lesser had a tough time adapting The Most Happy Fella. He worked on it for years and he ground to a halt on several occasions. And during one of those blocked periods, he was asked to write a movie score, and he thought it would be a welcome break from his problematic Broadway show, so he agreed. It was a biopic, The Life of Hans Christian Andersen. And Lesser wrote not just songs for Hans and the other characters in the story, No Two People and Wonderful, Wonderful Copenhagen, but he also provided musical versions of several of Andersen's most famous fairy tales. So for our finale today, here's a fairy tale from that score, a song that, well, it's not really a song, it's a full-scale drama with a beginning, middle and an end, a wonderful combination of speech, lyrics and music, all by Lesser. And we decided to go to town on this one. For the Royal Parade in the Middle, our arranger Kevin Amos put together a Lesser cavalcade as the artillery, the cavalry, the fife and drum corps, the naval cadets, the Foreign Legion and the Royal Guard all come parading by to highly martial versions of Frank Lesser songs. See if you can spot them all. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.
Once upon a time, there was a king. Now, this king was very fond of fashion, and one day two swindlers came to sell him what they said was a magic suit of clothes. Now, to tell the truth, there wasn't any suit of clothes, but the swindlers held up their hands like this. And they said, "Your Majesty, this is a magic suit of clothes." And His Majesty said,
"Well, where is it?"
And the swindlers said, "Here it is, Your Majesty. Naturally, since you're so wise and intelligent, you can see how beautiful it is. But to a fool, it is absolutely invisible."
Oh, I see,
said the king.
I see.
And not wanting to appear a fool, he quickly added,
"Isn't it grand? Isn't it fine? Look at the cut, the style, the line. The suit of clothes is altogether, but altogether, it's altogether the most remarkable suit of clothes that I have ever seen. These eyes of mine at once determine the sleeves are velvet, the cape is ermine, the hose are blue, and the doublet is a lovely shade of green.
Lovely shade of green.
Somebody send for the queen."
Well, the queen arrived and was told how only wise people could see the magic suit of clothes. And not wanting to appear a fool, she quickly agreed,
"Isn't it isn't it absolutely the suit of clothes is altogether, but altogether, it's altogether the most remarkable suit of clothes that I have ever seen. These eyes of mine at once determine the sleeves of velvet, the cape is ermine, the hose are blue, and the doublet is a lovely shade of green.
Lovely shade of green.
Summon the court to convene."
The royal court convened, and the ministers came in. And the ambassadors, and the counts, and the dukes and duchesses. And they all gathered round and were told about the magic suit of clothes. And not wanting to seem like fools, they also agreed,
"Isn't it great?
Isn't it rich?
Look at the charm of every stitch.
The suit of clothes is altogether, but altogether, it's altogether the most remarkable suit of clothes,
as you've already said.
These
eyes of ours at once determined.
The sleeves are velvet, the cape is ermine.
The hose are blue and the doublet is a lovely shade of red.
Green!
Oh yes, green!
How could we think it was red?
And the king issued a proclamation as follows.
The suit of clothes is altogether, but altogether it's altogether the most remarkable suit of clothes a tailor ever made. Now quickly put it all together with gloves of leather and hat and feather. It's altogether the thing to wear in Saturday's parade.
Saturday's parade!
Leading the royal brigade.
And Saturday came. And by that time, the whole kingdom had heard about the magic suit of clothes, and everyone was very anxious to see His Majesty marching in his splendid new raiment. The streets were lined with thousands and thousands of the king's subjects as the artillery marched by. And the cavalry marched by. And the fife and drum corps. And the naval cadets marched by. And the Foreign Legion, and the Royal Guard. And finally, the King.
The King!
And everybody shouted and cheered, for nobody wanted to appear a fool. Nobody, that is, except one little boy, who for some reason hadn't heard about the magic suit of clothes and didn't know what he was supposed to see. He took one look at His Majesty and exclaimed, "Look at the king! Look at the king! Look at the king! The king! The king! The king is in the altogether, but altogether, the altogether, he's altogether as naked as the day that he was born.
The king is in the altogether, but altogether, the altogether,
he's altogether the very least the king has ever worn.
Call the court physician!
Call an intermission!
His Majesty is wide open to ridicule and scorn.
The king is in the altogether, but altogether, the altogether, he's altogether as naked as the day that he was born.
And it's altogether too chilly a morn. The King's New Clothes from the film Hans Christian Andersen. Yours truly is the King. Jessica Martin, our woman of many parts, as the Queen, the little boy, assorted duchesses, courtiers, Cockney townsfolk. Oh, and the narrator too, the narrator. Do keep an eye out for the music video, by the way, because I will be wearing the King's New Clothes in the video. Back in 1952, Lesser was worried that purists would dislike the way he'd downgraded Hans Christian Andersen's emperor into a mere king. "When you get home tonight," he told a reporter from the Boston Herald, "you try to make up a song with the word emperor in it, and then you'll see why I had to use the word king instead. I'll probably start a couple of wars when the picture opens, but I just couldn't do it the other way." He needn't have worried. Did you spot all the Frank Lesser songs played by the various bands in the King's Parade? The artillery march past to the sound of Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. The cavalry to the tune of I've Got Spurs That Jingle Jangle Jingle, written by Lesser and Joseph Lilly for the film The Forest Rangers. The Fife and Drum Corps played the New Ashmolean Marching Society and Students Conservatory Band from his score for Where's Charlie. The Naval Cadets marched by to Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat from Guys and Dolls. The Foreign Legion were accompanied by a rather louche Sand in My Shoes, written by Lesser with Victor Scherzinger for the film Kiss the Boys Goodbye, and the Royal Guard brought up the rear with Standing on the Corner. Give yourself a prize if you got a 100% score, and award yourself bonus points if you spotted the sly quotation from Baby It's Cold Outside right after my very last line. Because after all, when it's altogether too chilly a morn, what else would a king say but Baby It's Cold Outside? I don't think we can follow that, can we? Thanks to Sean Phillips, Dorothy Berryman, Monique Fauteur and Jessica Martin, and via the immortality of taped recordings, thanks to Burton Lane, Julie Stein, Cy Fuhr and George Abbott too. Frank Lesser, born June 29th, 1910, and 100 years later, we're still listening and we're still singing. OK, Jessica, let's get out of here. They're calling our boat.
Out on the ocean, far from all the commotion,
you'll be melting my heart of stone.
love to get you on a slow boat to China.
All to myself.
Off the continental shelf.
All to myself.
On the Town is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.